What's up, my confidence queens? Are you ready to feel confident as fuck? I'm your host, the confidence queen herself, Alicia Lechuga, and I am your confidence bestie. I went from trying to shrink my body in order to find happiness and approval to finally letting go of dieting, others' opinions, and inspiring hundreds of women along the way. This podcast is all about confidence, living unapologetically as yourself daily, and ultimate self-love. This is Confident as Fuck. Hello and welcome back to Confident as Fuck. I am on my final day of 75 hard. I cannot even believe it. If you guys don't know me, I am Alicia. I am the confidence queen on Instagram. I just feel like I need to introduce myself. I'm like, these people, nobody knows who I am. But you guys do know who I am. If you have listened to this podcast before, Confident as Fuck, I'm so excited for today's episode because I actually have a lot that I want to cover. Like, I'm sure you guys are like over the 75 hard stuff, but I am going to get into some other stuff too, but I am going to give you guys kind of like an update of 75 hard because today is my final day and I just feel really, really proud of myself. And as I was like feeling out like how I feel about like ending this chapter of 75 hard, I was like coming to a lot of realizations. And so I talked them through yesterday with Renee and also Michelle. And so we're going to get into those today, and I'm going to share a lot of that with you guys because, as we've said throughout this whole entire thing, like 75 hard is not just a physical journey, it's more of a mental journey. And so that mental stuff is stuff that I want to share with you guys and I think is really important. We're also going to talk about boundaries today. That's another big topic that I have on my mind post this weekend. And what else are we getting into? I think that's it. Okay, let's get into it. Okay, something I've been loving this week, and actually maybe it's been more like 2 weeks, is I've been using less makeup. Here's where it first started. My makeup felt like it was getting like really cakey. Maybe like a year ago, I just felt like I would try new foundations and it just felt like cakey. I would use like a beauty blender versus a brush and it just felt like cake. Like my foundation, I'm pretty sure it's probably like my skin, right? But I feel like my makeup just felt it felt cakey. And like, if you guys know me, you guys know I love to do my makeup. You guys know I really am like a makeup girly. I'm always trying new products. And it's so for my makeup to like not look good, it just felt, it made me not feel that good. So I started doing, I did it one time underpainting, literally when I was like going to go to the gym with Renee and I needed to put on some makeup. That's another thing that I've been like really loving is getting ready for the gym. And I think I've mentioned that in a previous episode, but underpainting is what we're talking about right now. Okay. So I did it when I like needed to put on a little bit of makeup to feel good at the gym because we were going like during a busier time and we were going to 24-hour fitness, which we've been loving doing. And so I was like, let me just throw on like a little bit of concealer, like a little bit, like let me throw on some makeup. And it actually ended up looking really good. And I was like, hey, it feels great. It feels lighter. I think this is also just me getting older that I want like lighter makeup. But I've been doing this underpainting. So basically what you do is you like do, or what I do, I guess. I do my concealer. So I do my primer. I do my concealer. I do my contour. And then I put foundation only in like the other areas and like slightly blend it with what I already have on my face. So like I would put like foundation here where for me, I get the most redness is like here on my forehead, my nose, down my like neck a little bit. And then I blend it a little bit into like my contour and then I put blush on top. And honestly, it's so nice. I use way less foundation because typically before that, or I guess like a typical makeup routine would be you put foundation first, then you put all the other products on top, where like we really don't need that much foundation. And I feel like it looks a lot better. I feel like my face feels less heavy. I'm able to wear my makeup a lot longer in this way, and I'm able to touch it up if I need, like, this is hardly ever happens, but like if I'm wearing makeup like right now, we're recording in the morning, and then I'm going to go out later tonight. That hardly ever happens. But if it does, I'm able to touch it up a little bit more, like when I was on vacation last week. So That's what I've been loving lately is underpainting, wearing less makeup in general. That's been the vibe for me right now, especially as we go into summer. Like, I always feel like I want to wear less makeup because I'm going to be at the pool. I'm going to be at the beach. Like, makeup is wearing off. It's going to look like shit once it gets like water on it. So wearing less is just the vibe. So that's what we're loving this week. Let's get into like some of my 75 hard updates. Okay, so like, you guys know one of my goals with starting 75 hard was to, I had basically three goals: improve my mental toughness, which like I was at a very, very low point when I started 75 hard, as far as being mentally tough. I was at a really low point. So improve my mental toughness was one of my biggest things. Improve my discipline, which was also at a really, really low point. I had like no discipline when it comes to food. And I think that ties in directly with where I was with my mental toughness. So I had like no discipline. And then also lose weight was a big part of my 75 hard. And I really thought that that would just come along with the other things, because obviously you're moving so much during 75 hard, but 75 hard was really like, for me, I viewed it as like not just a weight loss, which I know a lot of people do, but I viewed it as like a jumpstart for me to like, okay, let's get back in the rhythm, let's do it. And I think that I really achieved. But of course, I would be lying if I said like, oh, I wasn't looking to lose weight. Like, you guys know I was looking to lose weight because I want to get pregnant and I want to lose weight before I do that, so that I can guarantee that I will be healthy during my pregnancy with what is in my control. Obviously, I can't guarantee health with everything, but what is within my control, I do want to be healthy with. So at the end of the 75 hard, as I came up on yesterday, right, which was day 74, I was telling Renee, like, it doesn't really feel like tomorrow is my last day of 75 hard. And as we were talking about this, I was like, I wonder why I feel like it's not the last day. And he was like, well, like, you didn't do your reading over the weekend when we were with your parents. And yes, that's true. Like, yes, there's days that I miss my reading. And by the rules of 75 hard, I failed, right? But as Michelle and I went through this 75 hard, we started to realize like around day probably like 30 or 40, we were like, oh, this is going to be like something we do for longer than 75 days. And it really is a lifestyle. And Michelle messed up somewhere in there too. I don't even remember what day, and missed her reading. And she was like, I'm going to keep going. So we never like, I never missed a workout. Let me just start there. I never missed a workout. I never missed an outdoor walk. I never missed my gallon of water. I never missed my alcohol. Obviously, I never drink alcohol. Like, the biggest things to me that were really important, I never missed. So yes, technically, I guess I should have started over 75 hard. But that to me, like, the reading is probably like the least important thing on that list. I get what 75 hard, why they want to make you start over. I do get that. But for me, I did not want to start over because of reading, right? So Renee brought that up. And I was like, no, I don't think that's it. I think that, like, I don't feel guilty about not reading and feel like I should start over. I feel more like the reason that I don't feel like the 75 hard, this is like the end, or like I'm completing it, is because, well, for one, I feel like there's a lot more work to be done. And two, I don't feel like I accomplished all three of my goals and that one goal to lose weight, right? I think, and Renee brought this up too, he's like, I know that like going into this, you were probably like, oh, I'm going to like easily lose 20 to 30 pounds, which I did think. Like, I definitely did think that. And that didn't happen. And so logically, like, I was a little bit disappointed, right? Which got me thinking, like, I achieved so many other things through 75 hard. Not only like improving my mental toughness, not only like really improving my discipline. I worked out for 75 days fucking straight. I did not miss one fucking day of a workout, two workouts a day, including outdoor walks. Like, I went outdoors in the rain and walked my ass in the rain with my dogs, or without my dogs, or by myself if Renee didn't go with me. I did so much. I didn't have a sip of alcohol for 75 days. Why is that not exciting enough for me? Why do I have so much weight? No pun intended, but why do I have so much value placed on if I lost weight or not? And I think there's a lot of reasons why. There's a lot of reasons why. For me, this weight represents me becoming a mom. And so it's very like emotionally charged. And that's the one I really want to tap into, is that it's not about the weight. I touched on this in my podcast, or I can't remember if it was the podcast or the interview that I did with Nikki from Shush Lingerie, that it's not about the weight and why we keep like going on and off about this weight, or we have so much like emotion, or like we have this like self-sabotaging tendency. It's not about the number or the weight or the amount of pounds, right? It's about what we feel it represents for us, right? For me, this weight not coming off means to me, like in my mind, subconsciously, psychologically, it's like, oh, you may never be a mom, right? That's why it's so emotionally charged for me. For you, it may be something like, I messed up on 75 hard, or I didn't lose weight on 75 hard, and that means that I didn't give it my all, or I'm lazy, or whatever it means for you. Like, what do you have attached to that weight? It may mean that like you never get to play with your kids, or you'll never be comfortable in a swimsuit, or whatever, right? Like, what did you have placed on it? Like, what emotional charge did you have placed on the weight? And it doesn't only have to be with 75 hard. Like, this happens with everything, right? What does the weight represent to you? Like, when I lose weight, I will blank, right? And for me, that's when I lose weight, I'll be ready to have kids. I'll be ready to take that next phase in my life. And so when I didn't lose the weight on 75 hard, it meant, oh shit, like, when am I going to be ready to have kids? And that's why around, like, I think right before I recorded last week with you guys, around like day 60, I was like, okay, like, we've gotten all these other things accomplished by 75 hard, but I'm not getting the thing that I actually really, really desire, which is losing weight. So what do I need to change? Like, what do I need to change? It's not this, like, I think 75 hard gets this bad rap because it is like this all or nothing mentality, but it doesn't have to be that for you. Like, for me, it wasn't. And I went into that feeling that way, that like, okay, like, what do I need to change? Okay, I obviously need to really focus in on my diet more. I'm moving enough, I'm lifting enough weights, right? I'm doing enough cardio, but I need to adjust how I'm eating. Like, I need to pay more attention to that. Like, yeah, I cleaned up my diet. Yes, I wasn't like, we weren't going out to eat as much. I'm not drinking, like, that's saving a lot of calories, but like, I'm not paying enough attention to my food. And I knew that, like, around, I mean, honestly, I knew that from a long time before that, but I didn't change it. So around day like 60 is when I adjusted that. So I feel like, yes, it doesn't feel like I'm like, oh, I'm done with 75 hard and now I get to go back to my normal life. But I think that's a good thing. Like, I think that's such a good thing. Like, yeah, I made it through 75 days of not drinking, of working out twice a day. And now I get my little like weekend break, right? Like, Renee and I are going to celebrate tomorrow, and I'm really excited about that. We're going to celebrate tomorrow. I'm going to have a mimosa, which I'm so hyped for. Then, like I told you guys last week, we're going into 6 weeks of another like version of 75 hard. And I feel like I've been trying to come up with this name. Like I told you guys, I think it's going to be something like baddie lifestyle, or build your baddie lifestyle, or something like that. Because now it's like, after I did 75 hard, I'm like, okay, now I get to choose like what I want to implement and what I don't. And so you guys heard that last week, right? I'm still working out twice a day. One of those workouts is going to be outdoor walk. Doesn't have to be 45 minutes, but it does have to be a long walk, as we call it, with our dogs. That's over 30 minutes, right? Like, that gets me out of the house on our walk. That's staying. Tracking my macros, getting a gallon of water, all staying. Adding some business stuff in there, which I don't know if I gave you guys fully last week, but I'm posting once a day on both our business Instagrams, right? Like those things, taking a picture on Saturday, like those things are what I desire to make my life my dream life. And now that I have a really good like foundation of, I know what it takes to do those every single day and it feels really good, I don't want to lose that momentum, and it's easier to like add stuff in now. So that's what I'm doing, and I'm really excited about it. I hope you guys have been liking my like little post on my Instagram of like my reels that I've been posting, because I've really been liking doing those. Let me check my notes and see what else I wanted to talk about with this. I think that's like it for my whole 75 hard update with you guys. I would really urge you guys to look at like what your weight is representing for you, because I think that's the biggest lesson that I learned, is what my weight is representing, that and like the intention of what I'm doing. Like, I feel like a lot of things I also learned were just habits that I did that I didn't really have an intention behind, like the habit of drinking, the habit of nicotine, right? That was a habit that I just like continued to do, which really didn't have any intention behind. By the way, also over the weekend, I don't think I told you, I think I did tell you guys that we were going on a vacation with my family, my sister, her kids, and then also my parents. And that was a really great vacation. We went to San Diego, went to Legoland, Safari Park. It was really, really great. And then, wait, why did I bring that up? Anyways, I don't even know. Anyways, okay, whatever. Let's get into the second part of, I don't even know where my sentence like started. I was trying to regain like my consciousness and figure out like where in the sentence I was, or where in my thought process I was, and what made me like think about San Diego, but I can't. I literally cannot. So we're going to move on to the second part of this podcast that I wanted to get into you with you guys, that I started thinking about, and that's been like on my mind lately, is boundaries, right? Boundaries are something that we talk a lot about in Baddie Girls Club. I think any like self-improvement, self-help, like growth journey is going to be a lot about boundaries, because like I said, we lack boundaries in our lives because we are people pleasing. And why do we people please, or why do we care what other people think? It's because we're afraid to lose their affection, or we're afraid to lose their support, or we're afraid to lose people in our life, which causes us to have this lack of boundaries. And then I think the lack of boundary with people also causes a lot of like resentment, because we're not really saying how we feel, right? Let's say that like you are not wanting to really have people over, but your mother-in-law or your sister, you know, says like, hey, I want to like come over today, or I'm on my way over. Or like some of you guys may have a relationship where the person is just walks into your house if you like live close, right? And because you don't have that boundary of like, hey, like you need to ask before you come over, or like you need to, like I'm allowed to say no, then you start to build this resentment like, oh, they just come over all the time and they don't even ask, right? But are you really being upfront with how you really want the communication to go, right? Or are you setting a boundary of like, this is what I want, can you respect that or not, right? And I think or not is the key here, right? Because what if they say, no, I cannot respect that? Then what is your response going to be to that? And I think this was the hardest part for me when I started to implement boundaries with people that were closest to me, whether it be friends, family, coworkers, whatever it was. The or what, or like the or not, can you respect that or not? What was my response going to be if they said, no, they cannot respect that? Because a lot of times when you start to put up boundaries with people, it feels very odd to them. And then they're like feeling blindsided, rightfully so, right? Like you've never had this boundary before. Like I've never had to ask before I come over to your house. Like, why do I have to start asking now? And on the flip side, like you never have to explain yourself, but you can see why people are going to start to feel like, oh, this is like strange, right? The people that care about you are going to say like, no, totally understand. They may have some questions, but like they're going to understand why you're putting up a boundary and they're going to respect that boundary. But what happens if the boundary is like, no, I cannot do that. No, I cannot respect your boundary, right? If you tell, maybe it's like a mother-in-law situation, right? Like maybe you tell your mother-in-law like, hey, like next time you come over, just give me a heads up, shoot me a phone call. And the next time she comes over, or she laughs at that, or she laughs at it and next time she doesn't do it, right? Now, how are you going to respond? Now the tough part comes where you have to either like uphold the boundary or you have to like have some sort of like interaction, whether that be like confrontation, whether that be like a consequence for someone not respecting the boundary, right? Like you have to uphold the boundary. And that becomes where people like have this issue. And it's hard. Like upholding a boundary with people that you love and care about, or that you're nervous about like losing some part of them or some access to them or them losing some access to you or whatever it may be, is really scary. But I encourage you when you're looking at boundaries to say like, what is the flip side, right? What is the flip side? You never implement this boundary and then you have this like resentment, anger, frustration towards that person every time you interact with them, right? Let's continue with like the mother-in-law example. This is not a personal example because Renee's family is actually really great with a lot of boundaries. This is not a personal example of my mother-in-law, just because I know some of my family listens. But let's say it is a mother-in-law example where like the mother-in-law just comes over unannounced. This is an example I see often, which is why I give it. It's a mother-in-law or a mom, right? Or any parent, they just come over unannounced. Let's go with this example. The next time that you say like, hey, next time you come over, just give me a heads up because we may be doing something or whatever. You don't even have to say the because, but it may feel a little bit easier to do it. Then you have to enforce it, which becomes the hard part, right? The next time that she doesn't uphold your boundary, what are you going to do? Are you going to like remind again? You have to have that game plan in your mind before you set out and do these boundaries. Because if you don't, you're going to end up with frustration, anger, and it may lead to fighting or resentment or whatever it may be, right? And a lot of times what I see is like people coming and telling me like how they feel about this boundary that they're trying to uphold, like clients. And they'll say like, hey, like, yeah, you know, I really just wish, like, it's not that I don't want my mom over all the time. I just really wish she would give me a heads up because sometimes like I'm mentally tapped out, or like sometimes I have a big work day the next day, or sometimes I'm just like just wanting to spend time with my husband and kids and I don't want people over. And she just doesn't really understand that. And I really wish that she would respect this boundary. But telling her feels so scary because I don't want her to get upset or offended that I wouldn't want her over all the time. People explain it like that to someone else, right? Like you may explain it like that to like a therapist or to your friend that you're talking about this with, or your coach when you're in a coaching situation. And what I always say is like, what would happen if you just said it like that, exactly like that, to the person that you're actually trying to give it to, right? What if you were to say like, mom, I love you so much and I love you coming over, but sometimes when you show up at like 9 o'clock at night or whatever, I am just not like mentally available for you. And, you know, sometimes Renee gets home at, you know, 8:30 and I want to just have a little like alone time with him before I have other people over, or whatever the situation is, right? Like, and you can even say, look, I love having you over and I love that you are so comfortable that you can just walk in the house, but sometimes I'm just not ready to have a person over at this time, or whatever the situation is. What if you just said it like that? Like, I love you so much, but this.
I'm telling you guys this from like even coaching myself into like talking to people about things that are hard. And so with boundaries, I feel like the thing to do and the hardest part, but the most crucial part of this is communicating them and upholding them after you have set them with the person. And I think all of that needs to be established in your mind before you go through with it, right? Okay, as we close out this episode, I want to say thank you guys for listening to all my stuff through 75 Hard, supporting me, watching my videos. It was so fun. I'm going to continue uploading videos for you guys as far as on my Instagram. If you haven't followed on Instagram, it's at the Confidence Queen with two underscores at the end. Go check out my 75 Hard videos. See what I'm doing now as my like 6-week baddie series. Still don't know what that's called, but Born to be Baddie? I don't know. Anyways, I'm like thinking of names in my head, but follow along with me there. Thank you guys for listening through all these episodes. Renee is still coming for episode 100, which should be in like 2-3 weeks, which I'm super excited about. So you guys can hear from him, not only like what we learned in 75 Hard together, because even though he didn't do everything, he did a lot of it with me. So look forward to that episode. DM me on Instagram at confidentafpodcast what you guys want to hear in between those two. Like, what do you guys want to hear about? What do you guys want me to touch on? What advice, what confidence stuff can I give you? If you guys are not watching on YouTube, make sure that you watch the next episode on YouTube at Confident AF Podcast on YouTube. It'll be linked down below for you guys as well. I love you guys so, so much. Thank you for listening, and I will see you guys next week.